It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so. It's a lovely day here on the East Coast, and to all of you out there in radio land, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for you being with me so many years, and I thank our facilitators and especially our engineer, Imam Musa Muslim Abui, who has done a wonderful job. He was a blessing from Allah. I knew him like I from a can of paint. I didn't know he exists. However, it takes the female. I don't know where you're going without your female, brother. I don't have a clue why you won't get married. But we're not going nowhere without our female. It was a female that introduced me to my beloved brother. And he said he knew of me, but I didn't know of him. But I can honestly tell you, I felt like I've been knowing him all my life. For Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he said very distinctly that we are a mirror of one another. And I'm a student of Imam Waluddin Muhammad, and we looked at this mirror of one another. And I believe it was a great metaphor to get our attention that when you look in the mirror, you see a reflection. But sometimes the mirror can distort what you look like. It can make your head bigger and make your body wider. It can distort you that you don't have to really see the true self. So we say that a mirror is a reflection of you. But why did Muhammad the Prophet, upon him, use we are a mirror of one another? And when I studied the Imam's Tafsir, I came across it. And if I was speaking to him today, he'd say, yep, you got it. A mirror is something that you're supposed to see your brother like seeing yourself. You know the saying, that which you want for yourself, you should want for your brother. Well, that is correct. You should treat someone like the way you would like to be treated. You wouldn't want to be mistreated, so why would you mistreat anyone? Nevertheless, that you see something wrong with your brother. You shouldn't lie to him. You should tell him the truth. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad looked at his brother and see the truth. He might be overweight. So that means he's not eating properly. So you should tell him. You should tell him that he is overweight. He's not going to the doctor. You should tell him that he's not going to the doctor. His face is breaking out with bumps. There's a reason for that. Something is wrong with his diet. You should tell him. Now, we call that criticism. But if in fact you were trying to criticize your brother out of jealousy, or you're bringing him bad news. No, you should tell him something good. You're too handsome to be so heavy. You should tell him, you know, you can clear that up. You got beautiful skin, but why are you letting it be affected with whatever you're putting in your diet? That's corrective criticism. You're not just giving him the bad news. You're correcting what he is doing wrong with love and affection. And that's what it means we'll mirror one another. Because, yes, you see a reflection in that mirror, but I can see you for your true self. And you can see me for my true self. But you should want for me what you want for yourself. If my sister, and it does not happen to me, it does not have to mean that we, as brothers and sisters, that a sister does not tell you. We use the word brother, but it means every human being. Every human being. Your wife will tell you the truth. I don't think you're sleeping enough. Your wife will tell you the truth. You're eating the wrong foods. I will tell you that the wife don't pull any punches. But she loves you. She loves you. You're her heart. And she don't want you to leave here on a humble. You leave when Allah wills it. But that's not Allah's will because you obesity in your eating. That's not Allah's will that you neglect yourself and won't even go to the doctor. That's your will. Allah gave you permission. So, yes, he permits and he wills. And the permission is you have a right to make your own judgment. You are over your own real estate. You didn't know you had real estate, did you, brothers and sisters? Yes, you do. You have real estate. Look in the mirror. That is earth. And so, therefore, we should understand these things. If we will understand these things, we will be pretty much better to live here on earth with peaceful people that do things for the sake of pleasing God. He needs nothing from us, for he created us, and it makes him very happy with us when we think we are doing things to please him. Pleasing him is like pleasing yourself. When you're able to do anything for yourself, anything, brothers and sisters, that you do for yourself, to be able to help to do good, Allah smiles upon it. Yes. It's like you becoming an adult, but you say, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes. My mother don't like it. Well, you did that for yourself. Your mother ain't going to catch cancer unless she allows you to smoke in the house, and that's a no-no. So, but your mother will be very pleased that you care for yourself, and that's just your mother. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't need you to do anything for him, but the idea that you choose to be the upright human being that he created you to be, oh, he smiles upon you. Law of Simple Conversation. I am Arad Muhammad, and I'm your host for tonight to 9 o'clock p.m. here on the East Coast, 8 o'clock Central Time. And if you go and you call them from the West, then it's 7 o'clock. It's over. However, we try to bring you that which can enlighten you. This is Blog Talk Radio. New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks, and we come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And I want to touch on a topic, and there's a reason why I want to touch on this topic, because the question is, will be America, is it America ready for polygamy? It's a good question, because there was a picture movie, a documentary, was given by Shahid. And Shahid decided to put together a conglomerate footage that he has had of the Islamic community. Now, did I have an input? Sure, I tried to give my best to anyone. But I can't take credit what he did for hours and hours and hours and days and months, about a few years to put this together. But I did motivate him to tell him, Shahid, shoot this. Shahid, shoot that. Shahid, shoot this. And sometimes Shahid felt that, well, no one's paying him. I said, believe me, the footage can be your greatest gift. Well, he did do it. Yes, he did. And I can go on the air to say, I said, Shahid, come to the Middle Lands. Now, why didn't Shahid come to the Middle Lands? I'm going to give you the excuse for him, and I believe him being who he is, he can pretty much complement my idea of his thinking. You see, brothers and sisters, when you can put 12,000, and we of Exeter County, Union County Shore Board, was able to put 12,000 in night of prayer for imams around the world. Dalmel Cream came in and led the prayer on the night of power during the Holy Month of Ramadan. 12,000. It wasn't easy to do, but it was something we wanted to do in the Shore Board of Exeter County, Union County. We was able to do that. Now, was I able to get the park? Well, I was able to convince the powers to be. Sure. But my motivation is that 10, 15, 18 imams decide, let's do this. And it was very successful. And then we had 22,000 for Eve. And we did that in a short period of time because we were stuck. And I can't tell you why. I was waiting on some people, and we had nowhere to go. So in about 5 days, I was able to get the same place, but this is for toys and games, you know what you do for Eve, for the children. And it stormed for the first time in 8 years, and because it stormed, we could not have the Eve on that day. It was a Friday. So we asked everybody to go to the nearest masjid. They came in from Baltimore. They came in from Washington, D.C. They came in from Connecticut, New York. And we had to stand out there in the rain and keep jumping out the car and say, go to this masjid, go to that masjid. But inshallah, we'll be back tomorrow. And we did. 22,000 people. See, Allah is so merciful. 22,000. So Shahid shot that in Bear Stadium. And that was beautiful because it was in the movie. But then Shahid came to Waiika Park. Once again, to Essex County and Union County Shore Board, we put 34,000 people. So round it off to the nearest decimal, 35,000 people showed up. So in Shahid's mind, he felt, why would he drive way out to the Middle Lands when he already got these big crowds? Because Shahid had no inkling of a thought that we would do much more than 34,000, 35,000. Matter of fact, if you take the 34,000 and take the 22,000 and double it, and rounded off to the nearest decimal, that's how many people showed up in Giant Stadium, 100,000 people. And, you know, I'm a promoter, and they say I embellish it sometimes, and I will just exaggerate sometimes because I'm a promoter. No, when it comes to the numbers, I can't do that because we get paid on numbers. The more people turn in on my pay-per-view, the more money I make. So I can't tell you I had 1 million people and then do $50 million worth of business. If I only did $10 million worth of business, I couldn't have had 50 million people. I couldn't have had 5 million people. I surely couldn't have had 1 million. Because when you start making that kind of people that tunes in on you on pay-per-view, you have just did $1 billion with a B. So the networks will never lie about lowering their numbers so you can't get paid. Because the money they pay us promoters, yes, is a great deal of money, $117 million, but how much did they make? How much did they make? They don't just make their money on that one event. That brings all of you to tune in to see the next event. It's called prescribers. When you're on the cable network, They don't pay. Advertisers don't pay now. You pay now. And when you pay that $100 a month for cable, multiply that by millions of people that's out there because they got 50 million addressable homes, they make billions. Oh, yes, our money is good. We ain't in the network business, so we can't have any of that money. Do the hotels make a lot of money? Well, we're not in the gambling business, so we don't make those hundreds of millions of dollars. It's you who goes in there and drop that money because you believe you're going to win, whether it's dice, whether it's cards, or the wheel, whatever you want to play the slot machines. That's your business. But we make money off of the entertainment. Everyone likes to come and watch entertainment. Doesn't mean you're supposed to drink the beer because they have beer. Doesn't mean you're supposed to go and gamble because they got a gambling casino. I don't want anything to do with that. Because then I'm a gambler. Or I want you to do something I will not do. But to come to a beautiful place, a clean place, and sleep in bedrooms, got 500, 600 threads. And if you're in a beautiful suite, you got 1,000 thread sheets. And the place is beautiful. The food is excellent. You can eat halal. You can eat kosher. You can eat whatever kind of food. And the pools are beautiful, and the streets are very clean, and the scenery, just looking around and seeing the tigers and the lions and all the different games you can play with your children. Yes, they call it Sin City. Sin, when you want to be in the clubs where they strip. Sin is where you want to be in the clubs where you get prostitutes. Sin is when you want to gamble. Sin is when you're drinking and getting high. But if you chose to do that, then yes, you're going to fall victim. But if you come to have a nice time. So look at it this way. You came in this world innocent. You come in this world as a righteous, upright human being. Yes, you was pure. So let nobody tell you, brothers and sisters, that the human being was built, was created in sin. No, you wasn't sinful. But did you? Was introduced to sin? Yes, in this world, you will be introduced to sin. So then why Allah put us in this world? Because you got a choice. You have a choice, but you got to struggle. You got to prove to him, because remember, our father Adam was in heaven. Yes, our father was born in heaven. So we come from heaven, coming out of that womb. That's paradise. No, we don't have to worry about nothing. We don't have to worry about breathing. We don't have to worry about eating. Why, Bill, you don't have to worry about going to the bath. It's only when you came into this world. But there's two worlds. There's a world that was created way before the jinn turned devil. Way before that. Because the angels was here. But it was created before the angels. They the first creature. Creature. It's only three creatures. Three creatures, three beings, yes, the angel, the jinn, and the human being. But there's only one human being, you the last. We're the Khalifa, we the rare. We wasn't here before all this was here. So the world was paradise. Now, how do I know that? Let me see. The angel Jibril was called by Allah. He said, come here, Jibril. Peep in the world that I have created. Tell him to peep into it. So that means it was here. Peep into it. So he did, and he said, oh, my Lord, how could anyone go crooked in a world as beautiful as that? And metaphor now, because Allah has no eyes, but a blink of the eye. He said, peep in it now. And he peeped in and he says, oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. How could anyone go straight and the world's crooked in that? Yes, because why? The jinn was here. Now I know that. Because when Iblis questioned God, and said to God, listen, he said to God, why are you creating a new creature? Because he just allowed, that's his will. But he said, Lord, why would you create more bloodshed? Oh, my God. So that means someone was making bloodshed on earth before we was created. Because why would it be more bloodshed? So the gem was messing up in God's creation called earth. And we weren't even here. And angels don't participate because they only do the will of God. So when we was born in heaven, in paradise, it's only when we slipped, because our father slipped. He didn't fall, he slipped. And when you slip, you got to get back up. And he begged God for forgiveness because he was tricked by Iblis after he told him, don't touch that tree. And I know these metaphors that's being used, you thought it was a physical tree, but it really meant tree represents knowledge. Don't eat that apple. Apple is sweet, man. You know, like Adam, apple. Well, Adam touched that tree and ate it, so he defined God. But did he mean to do it out of trying to go against God? No, he thought he was doing the right thing. And I always use that metaphor. Your mother told you not to go out the house. She has a reason, but she told you, do not go out that house. Keep this door locked. But you open the door for your aunt. Well, it was raining, and she's in the rain. That's your aunt. You open the door. It's okay. But your aunt looked in the refrigerator and saw it wasn't no money. She said, I came to give you what I said I would give to you. And what's that? So I'm going to give you some money. Now, let's say it was $20. That's a lot of money for a 10-year-old, $20. But she says to the boy, why don't you take that $20 and go buy your mother some food? No. So the little girl said, yeah, mama said, no, we can't do that. But the boy said, yes, but it's a good thing to do. She'll come back and be happy. So he left the house and went and brought groceries, came back and put in the refrigerator. Now the little girl said, mama said not to do that, but you decide to do it. Yes, I want to please mama. Mama come home, she's happy, she saw her sister, and everything was good. She opened the refrigerator, and she says, where did this food come from? Talked to her sister and asked the sister, did she bring the food? Said, no, your son went out and brought it. She was angry. Why? Because she told you not to leave the house. Now, you can't blame Eve. Eve didn't condone it, but she didn't stop him. It was Adam that slipped because Satan told him that you can do thus and so to please God that you did it on your own. And he took that apple, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, and told him a lie and sugarcoated with the truth to get him in trouble. So Allah said, okay, Satan was kicked out. Adam was kicked out. Now your job is to prove to me that you can live through this world to the final day of judgment and prove that you're not going to fall victim. Satan says, oh, Lord, for you judge me, let me prove that he's not worthy of what you've given him, the right to be free. For I'll come from his right and his left and his rear and his front to you that he would define you. And God says, if in fact Satan, that you trick him, you have no power over him, but if you can trick him, I would send you and him to the hellfire. And right away I knew that Satan was no devil to God. He's a devil to you and I. He serves God. He asked for permission. And God said, I'm going to give you permission to trial. So it says in the Quran, you'll be judged from the cradle to the grave. You have to prove. So let's go back to Jabir. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. How could anyone go straight in a world that is crooked as that? He said, my obedient ones, the ones that's obedient to me, that your taqwa, he's not going to be able to trick. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alimi. And so therefore, we should understand that we have a right to make choices. And because you make that choice, it doesn't have to be correct, because Adam made that choice thinking he was pleasing God after God told him to stay away from that knowledge. Don't you trust Iblis. Iblis will define and find a way of tricking you, deceiving you, conning you. Abdullah, he just called you, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, in the final day, you will say, the devil made me do it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the devil would say, no, I called you, and you sent me kind. Alhamdulillah. So we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and thanks for Allah. We thank him for the gift and the blessings of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the prophet, the honorable, noble servant, messenger who follows that salute and that translation of that salutation of the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, that is mentioned in the Injil, the gospel of the Bible, as it is given in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa asla wa salam wa salasu ali kareem. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadaqallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, tonight we, in the movie, it talked about polygamy. And three sisters in that movie spoke about it. And I don't want to give up the movie because we're going to show it again. But I salute them for their excellent achievement and how they proceed what is polygamy. And I only could say one justified that she was capable of keeping one husband. He didn't need nothing else. And the other one justified, yes, but it could be good because they experienced it. And the other one said, I did not want to accept that until I kept reading and realized whatever God says, I'm not going to define. These are very successful females, and these females been around a long time. And these females, in their own personal entity, has a very upright history of their performing in Al-Islam. I would put them women on the stage any day to speak to the world of what is Al-Islam. Al-Islam is freedom. Freedom, justice, and equality, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught. But what we don't understand, what America, Will it be, is America ready for polygamy? We as human beings are free. We are free to make decisions. It could be right. It could be wrong. There's no compulsory when God gave you your freedom. Jesus Christ said, I am in you and you are in me. This is Jesus talking. God said to Muhammad, the prophet, say, this is Allah talking to them, I am a mortal human person, just like you. Now that's important that you understand that, because that's Al-Islam. These are two men talking. The prophet is saying the same thing that Jesus Christ is saying. He is identifying with the same life as Jesus Christ. It is representing the common life that's shared by others. So meaning that God put them here to show you that they have a language. Here, we have a language from Jesus Christ and from Muhammad. He has a language. The prophet, they address the same excellence that was given to our father, Adam. That's where it began, brothers and sisters. And this is why we do not talk about Adam, polygamy, come from. For years ago, if you stay with me, years ago, Adam didn't need any vows to marry our mother. They call him Virgin Mary. That's what they call Virgin Mary. But she had a mother who was her mother. She had a mother who was her mother. If we go back to the root of the mothers, that's Eve, Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve was married by Allah, made them one. And Allah needs nothing from this creation. So they made them one. She came first, Wahidah, the soul, Anas, the woman. Wahidah was here first because man can't come on this planet without coming from what? The womb. The womb. Okay, there was no human beings here, but Allah took the earth. He took the earth, and those two was created out of the earth. But what do you call it? Father earth or mother earth? It's mother earth. So the mother is the womb. So Allah says in the Quran, I will create a mate. Who is the mate? We are. Who is it? The woman. And then when he created them to be alive, he had to breathe into that earth some of his spirit. Now keep in mind, brothers and sisters, everything in creation was dead. He brought it to light, except his human being. It was not dead. Why? It was Allah's spirit. That didn't die. How could it die? But the angel, brothers and sisters, is a being, but it's not human. The angels are perfect. Why? Allah created them to be perfect, but they have a job. They have a job, and their job is to do the obedience of God. So the angels bring snow. Angels bring rain. Angels bring earthquakes. Angel keeps the sun, the moon, the stars in the sky. This is God's will. But he said, I created you, angels, to protect who? My human being, the Khalifa. Okay, what about the jinn? The jinn is like us because the jinn can make a decision also, just like you and I. But there wasn't devil jinns. They didn't even know they had that in them. They became jealous. That's why Allah said jealousy destroys within. So the jinn became jealous. Why? Because he is not human. Oh, he can be anything he wants. You cannot. You can act it, but they can come like a bird. They can come like a dog. They can come like a male, female. They can come any way they want, but they still jinn. Now, is all of them devils? Well, let's see. In the Holy Quran, Allah says there's a group of jinn. Whoa, a group. A group of jinns that heard a beautiful recital. No jinn, no man should ignore that recital. What is the recital? The Quran. The words of God is the recital. So back then, there was no marriage. So, okay, Adam and Eve is married. Because marriage is our nature. Male and female. Moses was married. Who married him? Aaron was married. Who married him? Noah was married. Who married him? He had children. Lot was married. Who married him? Shall I go on? Who married Joseph? Who married Abraham? Who married Jesus? Oh, you telling me Jesus was walking around against matter and didn't have a wife? You can't prove that. But common sense says that man and woman is one. So he had to have a wife. But who married them? It was in our nature to do what we were supposed to do. A man will not enter into a female unless he's married. Even Pharaoh, boy, did he want Sarah. Sarah must have been a beautiful girl, beautiful woman. He asked Abraham, who is that female? He said, my sister. Now, why did he say that? He said that, brothers and sisters, because back then, you cannot enter into somebody's wife. So they had to answer for that. They'd kill him. So he had to lie. But he still would not touch him if he killed Joseph. Abraham. If he killed Abraham, he was still, brothers and sisters, could not touch her. So she's a concubine. But she ain't no bum on the street. But she got to take care of his wives. Until she gets tired and says, okay, I'll marry you. Even today, if you go to court arguing with your husband in front of the judge says, oh, wait a minute. Did y'all consummate the marriage? Yes, he gave me my ring. I gave him his ring. All my family members there, the priest, the rabbi, the imam married us? Yes. He said, no. Did you consummate the marriage? Did y'all have sex? Oh, no. What are you doing here? You're not married. See, that's the way it was. There's no significant other. You just made that one up. That came into existence maybe 20 years ago. Oh, that's my significant other. That's a good word. It's almost like saying, that's my baby daddy. My baby daddy. There's no significant others in religion. There's no girlfriends in religion. But polygamy in America, are they going to accept it? Well, the reason they do not accept it, but it's being done, the reason they don't accept it, brothers and sisters, so get it straight, you have to go back and find out when you land here on Plymouth Rock and when that man called the Caucasian puts you in slavery or whatever nationality he might have been, all that went out the window about polygamy. They didn't use that word because it was normal around the world. But that Caucasian female knew that if they don't put a stop to that slave master running through those black, beautiful, gorgeous women, impregnating them. That's why we look like everybody in America. You don't know who you are if you don't open your mouth. Because that slave master, rightfully so, saw that beautiful, thick, lovely skin and ran through that female. And he was in seventh heaven because he got tired of his own making those babies. So she said, you want to protect me? One marriage, one piece of paper in America to protect me that she don't come back and take my great-great-grandchildren's property because you decide to follow a baby through her. Oh, she was smart. Then she realized it was getting even worse. They had four or five different women they was messing with. They said, okay, that's enough. Now I want you to make that baby illegitimate. There's no such thing as God's children are illegitimate. But in America, she or he is illegitimate. Meaning you can't come back and claim my land. You're not taking my great-grandson. Then they realized, whoa, that might not work. That might not work. So she said, well, then tell them, make it so that they 3/5 of a human being. Meaning you can't come on her human land. You ain't no human being. She took 1/5 away from you. It's amazing. We don't even understand that. And that's why there wasn't no El Islam in America. So no, sister, you ain't going to be able to accept it. You're not going to accept it because it wasn't embedded in you. Because most of you had to not tell the husband what you had to do with the slave master. And that's why I love you. Because you went through hell. But you told your husband he would lose his life because he'd go over there and kill him. So you wouldn't tell him. But you was able to bring food and feed your babies and feed your husband for all the tricks that he took you through. Now today, they say no polygamy, but yet they done got caught with 30 women a month. They done got caught with boatloads and trains and islands of women. Well, where's this polygamy? They have one wife and all these different mysteries. But y'all didn't wake up. Y'all said, I'm only going to keep one. But, whoa, Allah made a mistake. He said, 2, 3, or 4. That's a big mistake. No, he said that 1,400 years ago. There was a war going on. If you don't think a war going on today, drugs, rape, murder, men in jail, men don't know if they're man or woman, junkie, addict babies, if this is not a war, tell me what is a war. But when the human being was acting in their nature, meaning the Quran was being revealed, it's man that got off the track and now become abused the female because he don't like what you used to do. So he abuses you. And no one taught that black man how to take care of you. You had all the money. That's why the Amalized mama went out on the corner and started drinking. They wouldn't come home because they gave the money to the female and he couldn't get a job. And look how Allah brought him back. And we have to give thanks to him. Because most of us was junkies. Most of us was prostitutes. Most of us was thugs. Most of us smoked cigarettes. Fire on one end and food on the other. But we don't give him thanks. What's wrong with us? We don't want to read the Quran. We want to take part of the Quran. And so we walk around in the days, but most of us got social degrees, bachelor degrees, master degrees, PhD, and we done got off the track. We don't want to serve God. We don't want to read the truth. They say the truth will set you free. That's what he says. And so just think about it, brothers and sisters, that here we have a language coming from Jesus and the same language coming from Muhammad the prophet. And the same excellence, they address the same excellence that was given to our father, Adam, when he was in his perfect form, Adam. The powerful man in America rejected the quality of the excellence. They rejected the human rights. If they would have accepted the freedom of the African Americans, that would have had the excellence of the quality of being a citizen of the United States of America. If they would allow us to be free that we were supposed to be, they would share. They would share in the success. But this diabolical mind is afraid that we're going to grow up and come after him. Now, all you on the sound of my voice on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Exit Enterprise, Barack Speech, tell me, if it's 1 million of you out there, have you ever thought about raising up and killing that white man for raping our mothers, castrating our fathers, hanging our brothers? Do you have that in your mind? No, it isn't. We haven't forgot, but we ain't trying to get revenge. We're trying to be who God created us to be. The crown of creation, the excellence that's in us, the Khalifa. We ain't trying to dictate. We came after everybody. Allah brought everything to light that was dead. And they don't like we was never dead. Don't let nobody tell you you came in here dead. Let nobody tell you you came in here sinful. No, you did not. You was introduced to sin, and you made a choice that you were going to accept his world, called Satan, or Allah's world, which is paradise. And paradise is obedience to God. Paradise is your taqwa, your God consciousness. And Allah will be pleased with you. So dress his creation. Where's our skyscrapers? Where's our ships on the ruins of the seven seas? Where's our trains and planes? We can do it. But you're sitting in that home and you doesn't understand that you half-stepping. You don't believe anymore. You see our children need a future and we are not teaching them because we don't chase them away. We are cut up in tribes. Now we came out and saw that movie and everybody's praising that movie. If Shahid listened, he's on his way. And it's not always about money. You see, whether he made money or he lost money, it was a great investment. Because Allah says, first comes difficult, then comes ease. You see, I take that which is insignificant, magnified to be significant, and sell it to the world. There's nothing I cannot do that's right. It was right for him to be successful. If he allowed me to, I don't push up on anybody. If he allowed me to, I get it done. So Allah says 2, 3, or 4. But those women, brother, you don't make them depend on you. Allah in the Holy Quran doesn't talk about money. Women today say, I'm going to marry that man because he's going to take care of you. Take care of yourself. You got to stand on your own 2 feet. Can't no husband help you. You can't help no husband. You take care of yourself. What your husband do is put you in a financial independent so you can tell your husband, I'm out of here. And yes, they do leave because they leave with a great deal of money that they never had. Some leave with attitude. Some leave with the idea that they came from nothing to something and forget all the time. Listen, listen to me very carefully. Bill Cosby was very financially successful. For Allah's trying him, he's in jail. His whole credibility went out the window. But that's his test, because money comes and money goes. You can go and get married and think you got somebody and find out he's a junkie. He's a junkie. But you don't care. Oh, I'm not going to accept what God says. And go out there on your own. You ain't making it in Satan's world out there. And you're not going to make it staying home. Satan got you locked in. You don't want to get married. Even men walking around here without a wife, looking for someone that you might have gotten when you was 25, 30. You're out of shape. You're old, got one foot in the grave, and you looking for how beautiful she may look. Now, you better look at that heart, because usually the one that looks so beautiful is the one that got that ugly heart. That's hell. Who want to be married in the hell? So we read the Quran and stay on the Sirat al Mustaqim. We stay upright. This Harizana, yes, that's marriage. That's children. That's education. That's religion. That's law. That's law enforcers. Yes, that's industry. But don't forget the Sirat al Mustaqim. Don't forget the upright, standing upright. Don't forget that, brothers and sisters. And so I'm trying to show you can do anything. I thank Essex County, Union County Sheriff, Shore Boy. I thank Adela. Yeah. That lawyer. I'll be in the foxhole with him any day I do. Why I like Adela? Because Hassan Adela believes, former football player, he was a little guy running touchdowns because he never saw himself little. And so he got a big heart and he wants his community to be successful. And we planted the seed and Allah reward us with 100,000 people in jail. There in United Stadium. Now we're thinking on something bigger, because that's how you grow. You get to one level, you go to another level. Sisters, y'all should start reading and trusting your Lord, because you have a decision to make. You can dick Allah Akbar with that thumb. That's your consciousness. Because after you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, now you have to make a decision. And when you make the wrong decision, you can't get at to God, because he gave you the freedom to make your decision. So we are free. And Satan don't want us to be free. They don't want you to learn the Quran. And they know the Quran. That's why a lot of y'all catching hell, because you're faking. They hear you. You think you're on the telephone by yourself. They're on the phone talking about how they're running through you. And you should thank Allah you caught them saying what they're going to do to you. That's Allah said, get away from that. But you want to run away from the brother who kept you safe. Why? Jealousy. Just like Satan. Satan was in heaven. But when he saw that there was a new creature, oh, buddy, he turned devil. Yes, you can turn devil overnight. Now, my mommy would say to check them all out, because they can turn devil overnight, and they do. They'll come and throw your clothes out the window. They'll cut your clothes up, cut your name up. They'll forget all about what you built for 30 years or 40 years. They just go right out the window. Overnight. But brother, you keep stepping, Allah will always replace them. Don't ever grieve that which you didn't do anything wrong from Father Sunnah to Prophet Muhammad SAW. Perfect example and a gift to all humanity. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah with God in me. My time is up, and if I say anything to hurt anyone, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. That was not my intention. I say anything incorrect, I am normal. I am normal. Well, hopefully you got the point. But if I said anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your al-fitr, the nature in which you was created, and come back to your God conscious, your taqwa. I don't give that many the credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you from our father Adam to our father of the intellectual mind of all nations, Ibrahim, to our brother Jesus Christ, to Muhammad, the prophet, the seal of the prophet. And from the Holy Quran in the Arabic language, assalamu alaikum. Peace.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أيار الصلاة أيار الصلاة
Thanksgiving. We don't mind having this day, because it is something to be thankful for, especially if, in fact, you're not doing well, and now you got better. You thought you had COVID-19, but you don't. You feel like things are just not allowing you to operate in your mind that allows you to be motivated and have determination to want something out of life. On a day like this, getting close to a day we call Thanksgiving, some of us does not have our loved ones around. Some have passed away, of course. Some are ill and not able to make it to your home. And most important, if you don't have your other half, you're by yourself. And do you know most of us think, for whatever reason, brothers and sisters, that we are born to be by ourselves? And I try my best many times over and over again to give you an understanding that, surely that is not true, that you're supposed to be by yourself. However, it comes to your mind. You don't have anyone. A call came in a few days ago and they said, "Brother, do you know any brother that's looking for a wife or a companion?" That touched me because this is a very educated female. I have no clue if she lost her husband. I have no clue if they walked away from each other. At least she's smart enough to ask a question. Do you have someone that I can at least conversate with? And she's not a old person, senior, but not old. And I was very, surely, I'm going to give you a lot of people that are searching out there. Isn't that something? They're searching, but they don't have the expertise or they are not trying to take on a female. For what reason, I have no clue. But this is Troubles Day going by, and we sit home grieving when we should not. We should ask Allah to send you one that can occupy your mind, one that can motivate you, one can allow you to come out of that misery that you're in. But this is why we're supposed to belong to a community, because being belong to a community allows you to see people you never saw before, or see people that touch you and feel you and say the nice things to you. And this is the reason of a community, brothers and sisters. But today, against the law, yes, it is literally against the law in the Constitution. The governor has no right to tell you to stay home or stay in the house. He does not have that power. Nor do the county can tell you to stay home. He or she has that, no, do not have that power. And more important, the mayor don't have the ability, the operation to be able to tell you to stay at home. These things does not even come to play. But we're using it because we are afraid of this disease that they have spread around. And you find out that most people are listening, but they're not doing their research. If I come in with a raincoat on and tell you it's raining out there, you're going to believe it's raining out there. Why? Because I have a raincoat on. But you never thought about feeling to see if any rain dropped on my raincoat. So you just assume. That's okay. so you don't go out because you don't like the rain. But to sit in your home, you are in Germany, when they was putting our Jewish brothers and sisters in the oven. Just go watch that. It comes on every year, the Holocaust. They're not going to let you forget that they was a part of the Holocaust. And I believe this is the 78 or 79 years that they went through that hell. So do me a favor. Just watch it. They couldn't talk to each other. Then not speak to each other. You couldn't even stop to say to your wife, are you doing okay? They will whip you. They will hit you with something. Knowing that they not only in mentally slavery, they're getting ready to be put in the oven. So who came up with this idea? And then you have a little short guy running around. He never checked his credentials. He is not a medical doctor. He did not go to school, he didn't go to school to find viruses and et cetera. And I decide to check him out and find out that he was sued over and over for fraud. And that's the man that was hired by our president, Donald Trump, to put him over top of what we should do and what we shouldn't do. So I'm going to give you something to think about. If you would just take your time and take a pencil and pen, don't write down how many people died, now how many people have to put on their masks and et cetera, et cetera. Just write down who's telling you what to do to prevent it. Surely it's not a mask. It surely is not stay away from your loved ones. What is the reason that if you have a virus, what should you take? What are they going to tell you? You're going to take a flu shot. You're going to take another needle that they are known to give us, mostly us minorities, African Americans. And so now the Caucasians is being abused. But they have to do that because they are a few, but we are many, and they need to stop us for working, no, for being successful, no, they have to stop us from living. Isn't that amazing? Now, that's too far-fetched. The seniors are so fearful that their own loved one cannot come into their home. They don't want them there. Why? Fear. Fear what? Fear of some diabolical mind that's told us that we're going to catch all this disease and die because what's in your system is going to come out and hit me and I'm going to die. The biggest trick ever, the biggest lie ever. But here on Blog Talk Real, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Merlot Speaks. And I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, and I'm going on my last 8th year. Next year it'll be 9. But the fact is, I look like you. I walk like you. I suffer just like you suffer. Our ancestors suffer, and those are our ancestors, but you're not going to listen to me. But I had a big discussion with my son. And my son made me very upset with him because he wanted to know, who is that that I'm going to tell them good news? Come to find out, he pretty much didn't like the guy. So he took that and didn't really want to give him good news because I'm his daddy. And he felt he should do it because I'm going to get angry. But he called me back. He said, I don't like to get between this. I don't like to tell people what to do. And I'll give him credit because I had to spank him verbally. When Allah gives you something, brothers and sisters, you have to give it back. I can be on this radio for another week trying to instill in you and motivate you that every gift that's given to you by God, you must give it back. And I had to say to my son, hold it. Just be quiet. Let me show you how we are tricked. So I start talking about Noah. Yes, Noah. Because Noah had a gift instantly that he had to build a ship. Oh, it's a God sent the angel to him. And I'm going to get into the what God sends to you and I. But Noah, it didn't rain for 40 nights, 40 days. So everybody believed it wasn't going to rain. But he asked Allah. He asked Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name. He asked him, Lord, save my family. And Allah surely will save his family. But if you look at the story, they put birds, they put animals, they put all kinds, everything on that boat. So right away, that should tell you something. Now, you know, and I know it sounds good, but there's no ship, boat, or anything can hold all of us, including our animals. But the key is, Adam saw his son drown because his son believed he didn't have to get on that boat. He is going to the highest mountain. Sounds good, right? Because you can go to Mount Everest. We down here are going to drown. But the son never knew how high that flood was going to be. Now, if that flood and Adam is there, pardon me, and Noah was there to see it, how is it that he's on top of the mountain if the boat was sailing? How would it go up that high? Why did the water drown him? But okay, it gets your attention. But I mean, the boat went up as high as Mount Everest is used that, and the boat was sailing while his son was drowning. In reality, he lost more than one child. And we always thought it was only one child. So Noah said, oh, Lord, you promised me my family will be safe. He said, your family is on the boat, Noah. That is your family. The moral of that story, it's your family is not just the person that came out of the womb of your mama and came from the seed of your father. Your family is not the one that they found that we all was glued to the TV of Kute Kente. That wasn't your father. But they want you to believe it stops there. But yet no one talks about Adam. No one understands that we are the children of Adam. So if we got our father's type, Adam, then that means every human being came from where? Adam. If you really believe that, then yes, that stranger, that's a human being, that's your family. Now, we in El Islam, we say Ummah, because Allah says one Ummah. But don't feel bad. Because you got men that study the Quran, and my God, if you hear them read it, you say, whoa, look at that. Oh, sounds great. Titling themselves as imams. They don't know that. Because if they know that, they would never say you was not a Muslim. But you see, Allah will mark you because he knows how you think from your heart. And so therefore, those who know will say, now this one here didn't get it. All that talk, he didn't get it. He didn't believe in humanity. He says it, but when he says Ummah, he means just those who go down in Sajda. Now, I've seen Christians, especially those who are Catholic, I've seen them go down and stretch their hands out and their head on the floor and their knees on the floor and their toes, and they got stretched out like a cross. Meaning they submit to the will of God. That's the best way they know how to do it. But we who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, in Grand Paradise, we was praying too. Did you not feel in your heart you was praying? Yes, you was. Was you going down inside that? No one taught us to go down inside the prayer. Well, how was you praying? You opened the palm of your hand. And we said, oh, Allah, surely I turned my soul, Allah, trying, brothers and sisters, because that's what we were doing, trying to be upright to the one who created the heavens and the earth. And I'm not of the polytheists. You believe that God did not hear those Christians? Do you believe that God didn't hear us who was following Elijah Muhammad? Because if it wasn't for Allah sending the angels to help us, we would all been dead. Why? Because we did something no one had the heart to say. And what was that? That white man is a devil. Now, the Honorable Muhammad was very smart, brothers and sisters. You all won't give him credit. But let me show you how smart he was. We felt inferior. We did not come against no white person. When we was coming up, we thought he was Jesus. When we was coming up, we thought he was God. When we was coming up, we thought the white man was the ruler over us, consciously and self-consciously. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, with a third-grade education, knew that that is not going to work. To take you away from that was taking you down. You was downtrodden. You was in mud. So say you was a pimp, a hustler, a drug dealer. Then we wanted to be all of that. We had no choice. They wouldn't educate us. They wouldn't allow us to read. So Elijah Muhammad was smart. He said that the white man was a devil. Now, brothers and sisters, my grandma, my father's mother, she was a white woman. She was from over there. She come out of Germany. She was Jewish. Even though I accepted it, Islam back then, we call it, even though I accepted it, my grandma was no devil. So I kept wondering, why did he teach us that? I'm going to tell you why. You go into the jungle or the woods, there's a whole lot of snakes. There could be many more, but there's one snake won't bite you. He's called the garden snake. You can put them in a palm of your hand, you just left. You can feed him, but he's not going to bite you. And there's a lot of snakes that won't bite you. But the Unlike Muhammad knew that we was not in the knowledge to define what is a devil. So therefore, he said, when you go into the woods, when you go into the forest, all snakes are devils. They're all snakes. Okay, how unintelligent you are or how intelligent you can be, nobody likes the devil. I don't care how ignorant you are. You can be stuck on stupid. Nobody likes the devil, including the baby. Because if they ain't teach us nothing else, they taught us that devil is hell. He's down in the ground with a pitchfork, look red, the devil. But then he said, now you know who you are. You put a ring on it. You're the Asiatic black man. Oh, sound good to us. The owner, the maker. The queen, the cream of the planet Earth. Father of civilization. But this one got us. God of the universe. And brothers and sisters, you had sisters calling them brothers God. Why? Because them brothers were taking care of those women. So we did that for years, 40, 30, 30s to 40s to 50s to 60s. And then in the 70s, he said, get out of kindergarten. He said, your brother is the one who treats you like a brother. And one that treats you like an enemy is a devil. Whoa, that changed everything. But my grandma, she treated me like I was in heaven. All that went out the window. He said, get out of those colors. Those kindergarten. Why? Because you made it. How did we make it? We felt we were superior over top of the one we called the devil. Look how he did us a 360. But then before he passed, he had to bring us back. That's a human being too. But now you intelligent enough to know who loves you and who does not. And more important, you now is not inferior to nobody. Boy, did we block. Boy, did we become successful. Ah, oh, he was a master. Want for your brother that which you want for yourself. Is that happening today? I don't believe so. I believe we're all confused. We don't know who we want to be. We definitely don't want to be the so-called American Negro. We definitely don't want to be the nigger. We definitely don't even want to be black. We definitely don't want to be in our skin as the culture of America. But yet, we believe we are intelligent. Now, I can go on and on and on and show you the difference from one who really loved this religion and one that's faking the religion, or Allah did not give it to him. It's simple. But if in fact you don't want to listen, I have 2 hours. I can stay on here for a half an hour and turn it down. I can stay up for an hour, turn it down. About an hour and a half, I can turn it down. Why? They're the one who played the fiddle caused the tune. So I got 2 minutes to be who I want to be. But my job is to give to you what I've learned. So if I got 5 million of y'all listening, and only one got it, I did good. Well, what about the rest of them, right? He only did one out of five. Me, Allah will reward me as if I convince you. How could you lose with the stuff you use? When you are in your right state of mind and trying to give back to those who don't have it. And surely, brothers and sisters, on that, he had to change your religion. That's a sin in the Islam. To try to make you come to my religion. I have no right. I can only tell you what's going on today and see if I can incorporate it, what Revelation has said, because some of us don't have a clue. And so I'm going to begin soon, and I want to discuss with you all that what is taking place, and a lot of things are taking place today in this world. Do you think this is Judgment Day? That's the question I'm going to answer. And I'm going to try to instill and motivate you to attention and listening why we are in the position that we are in. I greet you all out there with the language of the Quran, with peace be unto you all. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, we have to teach the truth. And we ask for Allah to guide our tongue. And we begin with the trust in Allah, with the name of Allah, the most graceful, most compassionate, the merciful, the benefactor, the merciful redeemer. If I bear witness that he is one, we recognize all of his prophets that is in scripture, and those who came before the prophet Muhammad. For he is the prophet, and Allah says he is the mercy to all humanity. We say, surely Allah Almighty speak the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulil Kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We salute the Prophet. Why we say that? Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the Prophet, with the excellent salute upon him. Because he's the seal of the Prophet, brothers and sisters. Every prophet that you can mention, there's not one prophet over top of the other prophet. The Prophet Muhammad, what makes him different, he is the seal. He's not better than Jesus. He's not better than Abraham, and so forth and so on. And none of them, but any one of them, including Jesus. You see how merciful Allah is. But he chose, that's it for man. That's it. There's no more coming. But because he's the seal, he has the ingredients of every prophet that exists before him. And Allah chose him to be the seal. He's the messenger of God, a slave servant. And that's what we try to be, a slave servant to Allah. Because you can't come to Allah unless you submit. And when you submit, he answers your dua, which is not prayer. Prayer is when you go and do your rak'ahs and go down to sajda. Dua is something you can do anytime you would like. You can do it during the day. You can do it during the evening. And sometimes you have to do it when you see someone, like an accident. You ask Allah, you pray that those who was in the accident can be saved by the angels or help them not to pass away, and et cetera, et cetera. You have a right to do that. You find some brothers do a great deal of dua after the Jummah prayer. I don't accept that, because that same man is human in you. He might have made a lot of mistakes while he does such long du'as. He's begging for himself. He's not begging for us, because some of us feel that we didn't do no wrong today or yesterday, and so therefore, why are we doing all these du'as? The du'a is for the individual to be able to beg Allah at any time you choose. But we pray collectively just to show the unity of one ummah. Other than that, you pray when you want it, but you don't stop in the movies while people are watching a movie and you're going to make prayer. Everybody thinks you're out your mind. And practically you are. You don't understand. But I was asked the question, can you pray walking? Yes. Driving? Yes. On a horse? Yes. You can be standing in the mall and go make your prayer, but you do it in your mind. You don't let people see what you're doing. They think you're out your mind. And you don't push your will on anyone. It's like being in a hotel room. And you screaming out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you wake up the next person. That's not Islam. Islam is simple, simple common sense. But apparently we don't have common sense, because someone that told us that we have to be radical. You know, it reminds me of brothers and sisters. There is a man that was in the house of worship. He was in the masjid, in the masala. And he was praying every day. And so the companions came to the prophet and say, "Oh, Rasuli, there's a man prays day and night in the masala, in the masjid." And he said, "Well, who feeds him?" He said, "We do." He said, "Well, you're all better than he is." He didn't tell me he don't go get up and go get his own food. Why, he got to go to work? Somebody else got to take care of him? Why, he pray? So all these things that you hear, and sometimes they come from a hadith. I never say all the hadith is no good. They said 99.5 is no good. But that hadith got to be authentic, because it fits my nature. That we are not fanatics. We know when. You come into a home and, excuse me, where's the east or the west? But you and your Christian family's home, they don't know where the east nor the west is. But you forgot Allah says, turn your face towards the east or the west is not righteousness. Oh, you didn't hear that. You don't know what that meant. Because if you knew what that meant, wherever you can fall on the floor and roll around and stop right there and pray to Allah. Well, I don't need to use a ritual. Yes, we all towards the Kaaba. But the Kaaba is a physical specimen. But we don't worship the Kaaba. We turn towards that house. Allah sent us that. That little rock, that little thing that you see on the rest of it was built by man, but that piece there was your heart. That's your soul. That's your spirit. Everything about it, that's what it's about. That's why people want to kiss it. But it has a meaning to it. It has a meaning to it. So you can pray whichever way you turn. Let me see you turn to the left. Your jugular vein have to move to the left. You turn to the right. You lay on the floor. Your jugular vein is with you. We got a new one now. Brother, don't mention Allah in the bathroom. Oh. So why don't you leave your Lord outside the bathroom? That's your jugular vein. Yes, he's closer than your jugular vein. So why don't you just leave it outside? You'll be dead, buddy. And don't get stopped up. Ain't no man coming to help you. You have to ask Allah to relieve that pain, and you in the bathroom. See, these are the things, just these little things, and I say it because if there's 3 million listening to me, I can count how many in Al-Islam is listening to me. Because we don't want new knowledge. We don't want something that we used to refer to as the white man because they look white. You feel that they're your God. Unconsciously, I say unconsciously, but you don't understand that all them men have the riches of the earth, the riches of the earth. We know. We work hard. Our ancestors prayed for us. We are breaking that covenant because we don't want to be in tune with our ancestors. That's amazing. And so we have these various different things that's given to us. For instance, Thanksgiving. No man can tell me what to do in my home. This is my home. So in my home, I choose to do and how to take care of my grandchildren. You think that I love you more than I love my grandchildren, I love my children, I love my wife? Brother, we wake up every day, so I know how to treat our family. And my family ain't going to walk around no mask in the house. That's another problem, that we done got so, we become fearful, and that man that created all this diabolical stuff, they catching hell right now. But you don't see it. But they'll tell you the worst thing you can do is put something over your mouth. You might take your hand, put it over your mouth, brothers and sisters. Close your nose and put that hand over your face and think, and you'll find out you can't breathe. It's not meant to cover it up, especially when you can feel the air. When you're walking, you got to breathe in there and breathe out there. You ever see that whale when he go down, you see that water shooting up, you got to come up and the water shooting, that's you. That's who you are. But we don't understand everything in creation is us. You need to just study it and you'll realize that we have to be like down ants. You step on an ant, but they can move a log. Why? Because 1,000 of them will pick it up. And then all of a sudden you see that long log is being moved. Because why? They one family. They build their own highways and byways under the ground. We don't. The beaver stay up all night. He'll stay up for 5 days. He ain't sleeping until that dam is built. Why? That's where he lives. But we go to sleep. Some oversleep. Some are lazy. Some won't even get up and go to work. So you cannot learn something and don't want to give it back. But you cannot. Just think about it. You come through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the law. You clean up under the law. You do wudu under the law. And here come Imam Wanasi Muhammad, and he brought you to the Sunnah. Allahu Akbar. So now you with Honorable Elijah Muhammad, now you with Imam Wanasi Muhammad, and you feel like you're doing good. Is that right? Right. But how long did it take you? But you want to go get a Christian and ridicule them overnight. You want to go get your aunt and your uncle and ridicule them and they never heard this religion. And then you sisters got a new thing. Allah says, if you only but know, go get you a believer. So I got sisters that went and got believers. And they crying because their husband like pork. Well, Allah said, if you don't, but no, get you a believing Muslim in Islam. Now, why is the difference? It says in the Holy Quran, listen, it says in the Holy Quran very distinctly, Jews and Christians are friends of one another. You took it literally. We don't want to associate with the Jew. Well, I'm associated with my mother, grandma. And more important, I'm going to associate with my brothers and sisters. But what do God mean that they are friends of one another? It's simple. If a Jew, you leave your sacred, not secret, your baby is sacred, give her or he that baby because you're passing away. They're going to raise the baby as a Jew. Give it to a Christian. He or she going to raise that baby as a Christian. You can't be angry because if they gave you their child, which they will not, but if they would give you your child, you're going to raise it in Islam. So Jews and Christians are friends of one another. Don't give them your sacred thing. I ain't say don't go in business with them. I ain't say don't marry them. But that says you cannot marry a brother and he tell you that, hey, that's my son. Well, I want to name this baby Musa Kareem Abdullah. Oh, hell no. He's going to be Roundtree Abraham Barry. You got to argument. Why? Because he's not of your religion. You're going to take him to the Quran? Never read it. You got to judge him by his book. You know what his book says? Read his book. I guarantee you, most of you don't know his book. So you got to come to common sense. Allah didn't say go get you a believer because he got muscles, because he's a football player, basketball player. This is stupidity. But you all do it. Come running back to mama with the babies. You get disrespected in society. These things happen, brothers and sisters. And then you think you tricking someone. The man today has been all the time mental things on each other. That's what they discuss. But today, you have two set of clothing. One, when you're around the brother that might give you the diamonds and the minks and the coats and sign the contract. Well, old Harry and Johnny and Billy and Kevin, all of them, not going to give you nothing. Most of them don't give you anything. But you think that you are doing what you're not supposed to do, and they tell everybody. Everybody knows that man's wife is not what he thinks she is. So that's why they talk. Then you get caught on the phone. And when you get caught on the phone, they say, this is a killer. They say, hey, man, you ain't get that yet? Oh, I'm going to get it. You're going to lose the bet. And you on the phone and you hear it. I got one. A brother took his wife to a bar, and a man saw her body, he grabbed it, tore the bar up. And then they would have to ask me, did he do the right thing? No, you didn't do that. Well, he put his hand. Why would you have your wife in a bar where a man can see her shape? He's drunk. When you're sober, you might think you want to do it. You wish you could do it, but you're sober. You make a sound decision. But when you're drunk, it happens. There are women that always had a fantasy. I like to have two men. Well, that night, he had three. When she woke up, now she ain't high no more. She blaming on the alcohol. I laughed without crying. You got to make a choice. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. He said to you, sisters, go back to Christianity. You'll make it. Now, you might say, that's cool. But Allah says, oh, you Christians and Jews and Sabbaths, you will make it if you believe in one God in the hereafter. So that means religion, it doesn't count with Allah. But you say, be a good one. Be a good Christian. Be a good Jew. But you can't play with this religion. And what you don't know, what you don't know, is that there's an angel on your right and an angel on your left. Do you know most people don't believe it? I don't hear it being taught. I just don't want to ask that question. Excuse me. Do you know where the angels are, little girl, little boy? No. But I know they exist. No one told you there's two angels on your shoulders? No, we so worried about teaching our language. You got them now paying people to sit there and teach your language. They said, Ron, why don't you come in and sit in the class? I can't sit under that stupidity because the same one that teach you don't even know what he's saying. His saying doesn't come from his own mind. His saying comes from another man that he thinks is supersedes him. Now, I'm going to tell you about one that supersedes you. You have your husband, your wife, and your organ. You can't get together. Let's go see the imam. Imam, here you talk about sex and how you did what for him and vice versa and et cetera, et cetera. And that same man tells y'all to get a divorce. And the brother gets a divorce, and not even a month later, that same man got that woman. Because what you told him is what he wanted. Yeah, you got next to him. Maybe his wife don't do what you did. These are the things that's happening every day. And more important, remember what Steve Muhammad says, if you see one that really knows that Quran, he knows how to read it, he can advocate it, but he got nothing. He don't have anything. He just runs from woman to woman, anybody can take care of. Because you think he's on a top pillow, but yeah, he can't produce. I said, what do you think about that one, brother, man? He's cursed. Allah won't give it to him because he knows his heart. So what we believe, that we're not supposed to have anything in this world. Ain't that something? Isn't that something, brothers and sisters? But I'm here to tell you tonight, that is a lie also. You see, they go overseas, and they walk and come home. They eat with their fingers. They don't watch no TV. They don't turn nothing on. They have no pictures in the house. You better not see a mirror. They don't even know what they look like. And they dress like, I can't wait till I die. Now they're making it, you got white folks got dresses in the window for men. Hey, you want to wear a dress? Now, brothers and sisters, in America, it's a dress. Over in the East, that's their dress code. Over here, this is why a lot of people don't come to this religion, because they ain't dressed like me. And more important, they don't want to associate with you because you're evil. They don't even give the greetings. The average person know hi. You don't have to say hi. How about saying greetings to you. They like that. It is a good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. But you won't do it. Because if you do it, your boss might not like that. And so we have got so spooky now. We got so much spooky now, brothers and sisters. They judging your hand. They won't even shake your left hand. But let them be drowning. You got to hold on with your right hand, because normal, your right hand is strong. And you're trying to grab him because he's drowning. I guarantee you he don't tell you, give me your right hand. Or he just dead. He just died. He's that stupid. And so they got a thing about going to the right. See, man goes to the right or the left. We name all this fear. And this here is not allowing us to grow because they are penetrated. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, other likes attract and the like repels, so they don't look like us, so we want to look like them. So that makes you Islam, the clothes you wear. But I understand on our fact, that don't make you Islamic. It shows your culture. Because I want to learn your culture. You're from India. I want to learn your culture. You're from Saudi Arabia. I want to learn your culture. You're from Africa. I want to learn your culture. You're from China. It's good to learn our culture. But every last one of them that's in Islam, you're getting ready to do prayer. You must say Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You've got to say that in order for you to go to the next surah. In China, in Saudi Arabia, in Germany, in Poland, in every part of the world, you must open up in Fatiha. Now, all of them got different languages. You can learn it in your language, but everyone studies one language, one ummah. The language of God when you recite your prayers. How is that, brother, sister? But Allah says to his messenger of God, he said, tell your companion, because the brothers in Medina was, they was jumping up and down and they was hitting the tangerine. And Abu Bakr and them said, no, 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 you can't dance. No, 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 you can't play an instrument. And the prophet said to them, do not change their culture. Wow. What's already been today has changed their culture. Because why? They're not reading. Or they're reading and cannot comprehend. Yes, this must change, because if it don't change, where are we going? That's the key. So we as a people is living in a serious time. Serious time. As it could be good times. But this is what's going on in the human life. Is written in scripture before the prophet. As well as the Quran. We are headed for destruction. Time for the sickness of the simple common things, the common things that Allah has blessed us with. It is in the world on me. We are not receiving what we need to receive. And we are finally running after material life, the planning of social life, the planning of morals and economics, the life that we are seeking. But all this is coming to an end, brothers and sisters, long ago. That the order of the world 1,000 years ago, we are not the first to receive this revelation. We're not the first, because all of this material life, our social life, our planning of how to have morals, economics, all of this is just going out the window. And it's wrong. You tell me what is, Imams. Tell me what's happening, that this is happening. But can you say, or do you know, or do you believe that this ain't just happening? It's meant to happen. The earth and those people, those social people of their senses and their sensitivity of the earth, we are earthy people. Allah talks to us through the earth. Your earth, your DML future is covered with what? Earth. But we don't understand what's going on today. And no one is teaching what's going on today. No one is teaching what do you do with what's going on today. Something is wrong. Something is wrong with all this knowledge we're supposed to have. This has been known by our nature of civilization. For over 1,000 years, it was in our nature. God put it in our nature so that man can be about to work his earth. Allah put it in our nature to work his earth. I reiterate, we're earthly people. But we are fighting over power, leadership, the gift that God has restored upon us as human beings. We are having trouble. We are having to return back, not to our DML future and to what put us in hell before we came to Al-Islam. We're in the turmoil. But we don't have the true treasures that God has given to us. Brothers and sisters, just remember, when you read in the Quran, Allah said to his angels that he was creating a khalifa in the earth. Now he says, in the earth, if you read in the Arabic, and you look like the earth down here on the ground, all it was brought to heaven, the khalifa would be in that earth, that body you're looking at. So in the earth, they're going to be the khalifa. But he told his angels that their job was to protect us. There it is. Now, the angels could have came here. How about a million years ago? It could have been a trillion years ago, but he was here first. He came out of light. That's the angels. Light. Then come out, the spirit came out of light. And their job was being obedient to God, but he said to his angel, you are here to protect my Khalifa. Now, how we going to be taken? It wasn't even brought about. But then he created the jinn. And the jinn was created out of smokeless fire. Oh, he was big. He was fire. Now, fire can destroy, but it also can purify. So he was out of smokeless fire. His job was to protect us. This is what God gave to us as only three creatures, and here come up. And when Iblis says, why would you create another human being to create mischief in the land, bloodshed? He said, I know what you know not. So even though we was after everything, we are over top of the garden. That was our father. He was put over the garden. Over everything on this planet. But you don't know that because you didn't teach your babies that the angel on the right is going to take you to heaven because it tells you you shouldn't do that. And you say, I don't know, but Sup told me not to do that. That's the angel. And you keep turning a deaf ear, you're shut down. But the one on the right, my sisters, my brothers, when you out there doing wrong, nobody, you got a portfolio. This is where men get it from. They pull your record. But while you live, you get your record pulled and you clean it. You don't go to heaven with that record. But not man. Man will send you to jail like he did Bill Cosby. They unsponge the record when they need it. All of them do that. You got to create another sin. But when you beg him for forgiveness, it's right, washed away from off your record. So it says if you go to the day of judgment, in the final day of judgment, if you go to the final day of judgment in your book, your portfolio in your left hand, you're going to catch hell. If you got it behind your back, you're going to the hellfire. So you're going to praise in the right hand. Now, they use these words, but it have nothing to do with hair, because I saw a brother, very intelligent brother. He said, I will see God's hand in the day of judgment. He was seeing God's hand. God has no hand, man. You don't have a hand. That's what you named it. It's too controlled. But, you know, no one, they believe, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I've been in front of many men come from the foreign country. They don't talk like us. However, they speak English. And so when you define it, they want you to teach their children. Now, how is it that they call me to teach their children? They rich. You broke as hell. You won't call me to teach your children because you don't feel we got it. You think that we still deaf, dumb, and blind. Matter of fact, 80% of them in America don't even think you're Muslim because they, too, don't know what a Muslim is. I ain't hating them. It just showed me their stupidity that Allah has raised us because our ancestors pray for us to do exactly what we're doing today. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. There wasn't only but one God, Allah. And we won't get it mixed up with Jesus again. And so we say Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. We know he's the messenger of God. He's no associate. He's not his son. And surely he's not God. So we will never make that mistake. They can't pull that wool over our eyes. So a lot of them come here today. Because there's no democracy over there, so they come here. But when they come here and see that we, the so-called American Negroes, are fighting, you don't like Ms. Farrakhan group or Ms. Farrakhan don't like your group, it's crazy. But they talk like that. Because I come around the minister and I love that man. Some of y'all need to go back there and let him retrain you. Very intelligent man. But he loves his people. And this is how people gravitate to you because you create for everybody. Isn't that amazing? Amen's got all our money. We don't know how much he has. We don't know how much interest he's drawing on it. And then he spent it the way he wanted to spend it, just 10 people will say, okay. Well, there's only 10 people, the Ummah, that invites you, vote you in and vote you out. Well, they got now Roman imams. And I mean Roman, like the Roman days. I don't mean about brother that you call, he comes over here, he do the guy. That's what I'm talking about. These birds roaming around and planting seeds and trying to destroy our destiny. I don't care how uneducated that little boy is. He's still a little human being. I don't care about what grades this little girl has. She's a human being. So the Prophet Muhammad says, you believe your associate degree, your bachelor degree, your master degree, and your PhD makes you supersede everybody. But I ask you a question. I'm going to ask you this question, and you should be able to just give me an answer. Tell me what professor educated one of the prophets. Tell me, did Pharaoh teach one of the prophets? Tell me any rich man, the most wealthiest man in this world, 2,000 years ago, did they teach the prophet? The prophets did not know nothing of this education. Because if, in fact, they knew this education, man would stand up right now and say, Allah would not know this unless I taught him. Now, how that can be, and he's the creator. Now, the leaf tree without his will. So all the prophets had to submit, meaning all this stuff had to go out of them, believing who they are, and submit entirely to God's will, and then he raised them up in moderation and sent them to you and I. But you can't have no excuse. You judging someone's education, but he's successful. You don't even talk about the Honorable Muhammad, but he was successful. And I don't want to say his name, but the same man that came out against the Honorable Muhammad and almost lost his life, almost, but he was in Father Imam Walid Muhammad, so it didn't go down like that. He was a woman abuser with all that education. Getting locked up this week, next week, the other week, but yet he knows this religion. And those who talk that talk, I remember they couldn't even speak when Amalaz Muhammad picked them up. I remember they was on drugs. They were literally drug addicts. And today they are imams. But they won't give the Amalaz Muhammad credit. And in the Holy Quran says, you don't give credit where credit due, it gives you no more. And most of all of them are not successful. And then if you come to be successful, they get jealous of that, and they shut you down. I know a brother had 1,000 people on the email. They loved him. But those boys were raised in Newark. You can't abuse no one that came under the arm of Elijah Muhammad. And they left him. Now he's down to 90. It's not. It's a disgrace. But is this judgment day? The earth listens to those who has the sense of knowing their sensitivity and knowing the earth. Allah talks to his earth. Allah talks to our soul that's in the earth. Allah put it in us. It's in our nature. It's in our nature to walk amongst the tigers and the lions. And we fear nothing. Because Allah is in control. They want to chase us or we ain't running. We don't fear. We fear God. Now, we're not going to bother them when they're hungry. And we just accidentally was there. But that bear and that lion, that tiger, I got the spirit of God in us. Allah say, be and it is. but I'm not running. But we're fighting over power today. We're fighting over leadership. We are fighting over the gifts and don't really understand what is the gift that God has restored upon us. Do we think about it? Think about it. I don't think we really care, because if you did, you wouldn't be so big-headed. It makes you come into the knowledge. But when you don't have the knowledge and that's what you want, you can't get up in the morning unless you think you're in charge. You ain't trying to look for nobody to help you or help your community, because why? You're strictly for yourself. But way back then, those men had vision. They had high morals and light. They could protect themselves with their high morals. They predict the future. They had the Spirit of God. God assists them to be in tune with their nature. Allah assists you. And I just tell you, that's what the angels have created. They saw the future. They predict the future. We're all blessed to live in this day and time. God says, your share of material substance. That's why you have to get your share of material substance. But do not neglect it for the hereafter. So in the Quran it says, who told my followers that they should not be able to have the gifts that I have left for them? That's in the Quran. Allah said, get a piece of this dunya. Said to you, every individual needs to go and get a piece of this dunya. Tell you that you must live like a peasant. Tell you this isn't be a part of politics. You shouldn't be a part of working for a company. You shouldn't be a part of going to school. You shouldn't be a part of going into the military. You shouldn't be a part of being in law enforcement. Something is wrong. Something's wrong with this picture. They want to take you back to 1,400 years ago when they didn't have this technology. God says, get your share of this material substance, but don't sell it for the hereafter. On one hand, we are making much progress in our moral life. We are making much progress, sisters and brothers. But on the other hand, we are losing our morals. We don't have morals anymore. We don't love each other no more. We ain't looking for the best to lead us. If you can fly a plane, I'm not going to get there to Los Angeles with a helicopter. So I'm going to find one that's been flying the plane and got the credibility before I get on that plane. That's a metaphor, the same way with life, the same way with building. You can't come in and call yourself a builder and never built a damn thing. You can't come in and say, I'm going to build this. Yes, it's going to take 20 years, 30 years. Yes, you'll get it done. But if you went to specialists that know how to make deals, it probably would have been done 30 years ago. This is the problem we have with leadership. You're not everything. You stick to what you know how to do. You know how to plant seeds so we can grow vegetables? That's another thought. I want you to know, brothers, and I hope you're listening to me, that there is ShopRite. ShopRite sells our meat and call it halal. The problem is you got to look for that little stamp that says halal. Just so happened, I won't mention her name, but she went and checked. And they found out that the meat stunk. Halal, you can cut it up and it can lay out for a while because it don't have blood in it. But the meat was stinking. And so therefore they said to him, who grew this animal? Found out it was a third party. Now the Jews will never tell you it's a third party. Most of the halal comes from small families, small Islamic families. Well, we eating it. It was in ShopRite. A lot of people must have brought it, claiming that they are investigators. And white folks just walking over you. Yeah, how you going to investigate something you don't have the technology? That's what's going on right now. You are dying from COVID-19, but there's no test can tell you you got COVID-19. There's a test to say you got a flu, you got a virus, but they can't tell you which kind of virus you have. But they can give you things that can protect you because we all got virus. It's in our system. But they name it COVID-19. And they're making billions of dollars while you sitting around not making nothing. Well, hell, brothers and sisters, they got a new thing. And I give credit to this gentleman. He thought of going to a field that has drive-in movies. And you're going to pay $100, all you can get in your car, and go watch a movie. They making money because they entrepreneurs. If you want to buy real estate, the best time to buy real estate is now. Or well, I'm broke. Yes, you are broke because you're an individual. But you're telling me that 1 million of us are broke? 1 million of us got $10. That's 10 million. And they selling land. They selling land. Now, I see people looking for storefronts. Because that's all we want to be is a storefront. And all we want to do is go to those who don't even look like us that gives us the opportunity to halal our meat. This is ludicrous, stupidity, deaf, dumb, and blind. But all this land, 250 acres of land, right here in New Jersey, why do they call me? Why? Yes, if the community was together, we'd buy that quick. All these farmers that's looking for jobs, come work for us. Let us grow our own vegetables and our own fruit. Let us grow and nurse our animals. But we sitting around waiting for white folks to tell us we can go to work. This is stupidity. I'm sorry. But your sisters don't know how powerful you are. Yes, you're doing Tylene. Well, y'all created it. It was created for you women. But 5 people, 10 people, we want the whole entire country. And we're not saying leave our Christian sisters behind. Leave our Jehovah's Witness sisters behind. We're not talking about that. For all y'all got the same menstrual. All y'all got the same babies come through that womb. All y'all have a gift, intuition. So why are we separate? And yet, after losing our life, going to jail, put in a hole for 20-something years, the ecstasy is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And here come a group of people that's the head of Black Lives Matter. You saying New Africa don't matter? Now, I sat in the room. And I remember Elijah wrote it out and gave them New Africa. And it was about 70 of us. 40 bid it, which was outnumbered. 30 were not accepted because it said Black, New Africa. But when we submitted our deal with the mayor, it blew his mind. Now, he wasn't in the meeting, but his director was. And he was so happy. Told all those bankers. He told all those developers. He told all those people that put up the bonds in the bank and the money was there. He said, Mike, I love this because this is New Africa. Meaning a black man for the first time came into City Hall of North New Jersey and was getting ready to build 300 homes up there on South Orange Avenue. And where whatever that bear company was, that was going to be a factory of a popcorn factory. Had it all done under what? New Africa. Letting them know that these men assist me. This is all, brothers and sisters. To the point they gave us, I didn't know it was that much land down there in the port. Well, can you take this over? Somebody stopped it. I'm not hating. They said, how could they stop it? The mayor cannot give us that. That's too much power for a black man. He wants to run for office. And the thing that really, yes, I'm going to say it, when I came in there with all them court cases, my banker, my developer, everybody, bonds, everything, everything was locked. Cost $10,000 to put that book together. Tan turned to me. He said, I thought this was a black administration. I said, why you say that? What is this white boy getting paid to introduce us to the mayor? Brother and sister, I didn't want to answer that. Hell, you can find your brother, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, but you know what the problem is? And I like the mayor of North. We all had love for his father. But we like him. But these white folks talking, because the Italians know when we in office, the Italians rule. When the Irishman's in the office, the Irishman's rule. When the Portuguese's in the office, they rule. When the Jews in the office, the Jews rule. Soon as a black man get in office, they say, I can't show favoritism. Why the hell not? You know how long it took us to get in the first black mayor, then the second black mayor, the third black mayor, the fourth black mayor? You know how many years it took us to do that? And we say we don't want to show favoritism. Brothers and sisters, if I had all of you, everything they built, you would have a piece of it. You know why? Because everything downtown is us. All you got to do is stay the hell from downtown. Go elsewhere. Don't go downtown. It'll be a ghost town. None of those companies will make a nickel. And don't come back until I call you. Well, Marat, you got to bring them back. Yes, I will, partner. Y'all lined up during COVID-19. And they don't even speak your name. Oh, more young. Yes, I be up. You don't know what they're talking about. They standing on ladders because you're thieves. They all selling us our merchandise. But just stay away. They can't pay their rent. Like what's happening now. Big companies are shut down. Target is selling their companies. Macy's is selling their companies. Why? Because Black Lives said, nothing's going to happen there. Well, here come the COVID-19. So all these businesses shut down to the point we are so afraid that we believe we're helping each other. We are not helping each other. We're falling for the okey-doke. They won't have to tell you because Allah, they plan and plot, and Allah plans, and he's the best of planners. All this is going to turn around. So you buy up everything that they're trying to sell. But you can't buy it as an individual. You have to buy it. I took this opportunity because usually I ask questions on Tuesday. But I got a lot of email and said, when are you going to come back and teach, Barat? Well, I thought I was teaching because they asked me a lot of questions. They said, no, it was good, but we like when you speak. I'm doing a lot. So I'm going to try to make sure on Tuesday I will not change Saturday, but pardon me, I will not change Friday. But I believe Tuesday I will start teaching, well, life and incorporate it with Allah. Because if I cooperate with the Holy Quran, then I'm straight. And everything I say, I refers to the Quran, what it actually means, brothers and sisters, and what Allah wants from us. He wants your heart. And your heart is where he judges you. So when you see someone wearing clothing and think that's being religious, and you see brothers are praying five times a day or more and think that's religion, and you think that they doing this, they doing that, Allah don't judge none of that. It's good to go through the exercise to stay in shape, but Allah judges your heart. And today we got people that can do things better than us but don't love us. We got people that's doing better, can read better than us, but they ain't with us. You got people not transparent. You got people lying. You got people losing last years. You got people that haven't grown in 20, 30, 40 years. And there will be a Islamic center, I assume, will go up pretty soon. Now, how is it? As powerful we was on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in Newark, we were so powerful, brothers and sisters, that New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia was the East Coast. But we were so strong in being not on the level as the numbers of New York and Philly. But we carried our weight. Today, there's no masjid. There's no house of worship. There's no center. There's no school. There's nothing because why? We cut up in tribes like they are in Africa. If that tribe in power, only that tribe rules. And when another tribe get in office in Africa, only that tribe. That's why there's no democracy. Well, here in America, where there's democracy, it sure ain't working for us. And the reason it's not working for us, because you won't get up off your asset and do something in the way of community. So all you sisters, 400,000 of us just in Jersey. So if you take that, them sisters outnumber us. So that's 250,000, 250,000 of sisters. Why you're not together? You won't go visit your sisters from the Philippines. You won't go visit them from Turkey. You won't visit them from India. They are all the same. You don't come to them, they don't come to you. And if they do, you figure, why should I accept them? And this is Satan. So Satan got you all messed up. We are not following the Uswa of Muhammad, the prophet, prayers, peace upon him. Well, his family chased him. His uncle wanted to kill him. And he went into Medina and was accepted by the Christians. And because of that, he came back and won the battle and won the war, established al-Islam, and he went back to Medina, and that's where he passed away, because they loved him in Medina. So Imam Wali Muhammad said to me, leave them and go to humanity and come back and get them. And I did just that. I went to humanity, and I came back. And now I have people from all walks of life. A major company just walked into my life. And his name is Peter. Pete, what we call him, Pete. And, you know, I said to him, I can't do nothing if I don't see it being for the people. He said, that's me. I cannot control any individual that has his own company. That's me. I cannot do anything that's not under hand. That is not me. I said, you're my man. And we was talking about something, because I always said, so it's come difficult, then comes easy. And we have to raise millions, millions. Doesn't fear me, because I raised me. But what got me, brothers and sisters, he said, Murad, can I make a prayer? I said, yes, you can pray. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And all the words in there, you can tell he was Jewish. And I said, this is a blessing from Allah. This is a alhamdulillah revealed to me. But this is way beyond your level. This is unbelievable technology. But why did they come to me, brothers and sisters? It's because I asked Allah for one thing, a good name. Like Muhammad said, a good name is better than gold. So monies I had, billions I handled it. Made billions for them, I did so. I'm no freak. I want to be able to sit down with men like that company, men that controlled over 100 corporations walked in my life. My Turkish brothers that buried me, do I deserve it? I'd be remiss if I ain't tell you it's because I obeyed what Allah says in the Holy Quran. If I say anything to hurt any one of you, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. That was not my intention. And if I said anything incorrect, we say subhanAllah. Allah is the best known. But if I say anything to help, to allow you to stand up in your spirit and stand up in your soul and stand up in your deen al-fitr, the nature in which you have been created, and stand up in your obedience to God, your faithful in God, your love for God is called taqwa. And if you're able to do that, don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory for his name. I greet you from our father, our biological father, Adam. And I greet you from our father of the intellectual mind and all nationality, Abraham, because some people said Abraham, Ibrahim. And I greet you from Jesus, Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. He came to do the work of Allah, and he fulfilled that, and Allah then moved him. Don't let nobody tell you that Jesus created Christianity. Christianity came after Jesus was gone. But Allah permitted it. And I greet you from the seal of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. I ask Allah to bless his sinners and his companions. We say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salakallah wa deen. I introducing you tomorrow will be Eli Obey from 7 to 8, Imam Eli Obey, and then he returns on Thursday from 7 to 8. And on Friday, you got the great-grandson of Booker T. Washington, our engineer that takes care of all of this new technology. And his name is Muslim, what we call Moses, Musa. Musa, Muslim, my boy. And he comes on during Juma. And then I return at 5 o'clock, and not Juma. And I open the line. Be kind enough to follow me if you do so. And you can come on the line, but we do what we call, we do calling call. We do the calling call, and that allows you to me and ask me any questions. That's unique. I say it's unique because I don't ask you for nothing up front. I like everything naturally. And the reason being is because I don't want to program you. Thus far, going on our 20th show, Allah has blessed me to answer the question. It was some difficult questions. And I just say, Bismillah, and Allah bless me to give you the answer. 605-472-5651. 605-472-5651. 5651 is the call-in call on Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. East Coast time. And the access code is 845-455-558. And for some reason you don't have it and need it, just send me a email and you send it to Marat Speaks. Marat Speaks at gmail.com. And I'll be able to send out whatever you want. Again, I don't program anyone. Very rare a person will do that. They want to see what you're asking, and then they'll go find the answer so they give it to you. I've been on for 20 shows, I reiterate, and they ask me some very strong questions, and Allah bless me to give them the answer. And I always say is that it's my humble opinion, and they say, thank you. And the reason I do that is to get people to ask us questions because they fear us. They don't think we're human. They don't think we're anti-sociable. That's what they believe. Well, I changed that myth. And I have a lot of Christians. They call me late at night and put me on with all their numbers. And I sit there and talk with them. Call me this. They call me. I constantly call me. I got wives. But the husband said, my wife said, call you. He said, I want to ask you a question. It's good communication. I went viral 3 times, so I think Allah is blessing me because you can call me anytime that's suitable, and I'm going to try to give you all what I can give you. So, brothers and sisters, I thank you. I'm your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. And tune in on Saturday morning. I believe Leila Ali will be the guest. Khalil Ali, the former wife of Muhammad Ali. Because last Saturday, it was Jacqueline Smith. I want to thank you, Jacqueline. I heard it twice. I didn't know you knew that much. But you gave me so much accolades, and my head is not big, Jacqueline. You just make me work harder to live up to those accolades that you have given me. And I try my best to help all the females that I can help, because without you all, we're not going anywhere. This myth that men are supposed to sit on the board of the shore board, that's man's chauvinist. Do you think that woman don't know that Quran? Well, you remember Wallace D. Muhammad said, if a sister can read it better than you, you should shut up and let her read. And she has the right, while you don't put her behind the wall and down in the basement and on the roof, she has a right to say, SubhanAllah. There's no gender when it comes to reading the Quran. There's no gender in the hearts of the human being. There's no gender in taqwa. But my sister, you owe a debt. This is the day of Lamadine. This is not the final day of judgment. This every day is judgment day. Every day Allah is judging us. So yes, this is judgment day. But you, sisters, have to answer in the final day of judgment. You can't speak for you. So sadaqa, zakat, Holy Quran, reading it and helping us to make decisions has no agenda. It's the heart of the human being. I greet you from the language of the Holy Quran. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. Thank you for listening. Oh, let's make a dua. Oh, Allah, bless those who passed away, separate their faults from the goodness, separate these from the west and grant them Jannah. Oh, Allah, bless those who are sick, lift their burden, Lord. Oh, Allah, help those who are given. Help those who made contributions to your people. Be in mind that Aunt Renee is going to be one of the biggest, I believe, in the history. All you got to do is go to GoFundMe, GoFundArt. Hello. If you do that, you will be able to send your nickels and dimes, your dollars, and My job is to get 1 million people to support her, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. I reiterate, peace and love.